Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we help enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, and ordained minister, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Hello, and welcome everyone to Nightlight. That was, to answer Mary's question, the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk, excuse me, inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, what we laughingly call creation. Come and join with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek the understanding, enlightenment, and wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the light workers, and you answer that call from all walks of life, from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. Yep, I'm still hoarse. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities, from all walks of life. And yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. We go by different titles: watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers and querents, journeyers and journeymen, seekers, star children, philosophers, light workers, light bearers, and, well, that list, it goes on and on and on. It is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all in our very own, very individual ways bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call creation, so sit back, take a break, share your lights with us, and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Jeannie, and today a very special Mary Peeler, we welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our personal lights. We're going to be reading shortly, and if you would like to call in for one, the number is 347-857-2139. Jeannie's in the chat room. She's the meet co-host. And if you have any questions, that's where you send them, because I don't answer IMs during the show. Maybe Mary does, but I'm not real sure. Anyhow, Ken Quiet Hawk can be found at nativestorytellers.com if you want to experience more of that amazing voice. I'm at barbaradelong.com, and Mary is at psychicmediummary.com. So my guest today is the one this show is named after, which is very, very nice because it's very convenient to have Mary Peeler on the show that was named for her. I figured by naming a show after her, she would have to show up at least once a month, and that seems to have worried very, 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 very well. She is the busiest lady I know. She travels, she does TV, she does radio, she does personal appearances, she takes care of grandchildren. She toddles all over the United States with her husband chauffeuring her all the way. And she still has a lightheartedness about her that is profound. I know I sound bad, but I really feel very, very good. So please just bear with me. The hoarseness will go away sometime before spring hits. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on my magical cohort here, because she at least has a voice today. Hi, Mary. Are you there? Yes, I am here, and thank God I am not hoarse. You poor thing. Mm-hmm. How did you come up with this hoarse in the voice?
No,
I have to ask.
This is what happens with mold and mildew and leaves rotting. And, you know, I have about maybe 2 weeks out of the entire year when I'm not allergic to something. So.
Oh, Barbara. Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. I mean, I know you've been hoarse before, but I didn't realize it was 2 weeks out of the whole year that you weren't allergic to something. My God. And yet you live with those cats. Man, they must be your healing energy.
So they'd have to be, because I'm darned if I will admit that I'm allergic to them, too.
I know, Barbara, I know. And anybody who, you know, cats are easy to be allergic to. So for goodness sake, you certainly are energetic and amazing. So, but other than that, I have to tell you, I'm very glad to be here. And hi, Jeannie. It's always nice to at least be able to say hello to Jeannie. So,
yes. Well, I'm going to be traveling down to spend Thanksgiving with Jeannie, and I'm really looking forward to that. And
so are you working down there, too, or are you just going to sit back and eat all Jeannie's, not all of it, but enjoy Jeannie's wonderful cooking?
This is a Southern Thanksgiving. No one could eat all of it. But
yeah,
so
that's why I corrected it, to enjoy.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy it for sure, and I think we're going to be able to. A friend of hers has the original spot that Pocahontas' tribe camped on when John Smith was around and stuff like that, and we're going to be able to go and visit that site. I'm very excited about that.
Oh, really?
Because I'm a direct descendant of Pocahontas.
Oh, my gosh, I am going to be so jealous.
Yeah, I'm really
wonderful. You know?
And this is on private property. So, you know, it really is so cool. I'm so excited about it.
Oh, you're
going to
take lots of pictures? I want to see every one of them. And so you and Jeannie. Now, is Jeannie going to make you go in on horseback?
No, she's going to ride a horse. I'm going to ride a golf cart.
Oh, okay. That's what I was wondering, because Jeannie loves horses. So.
She does, and, you know, I have in my past ridden horses, but not since my hip got broken. And the time I did try to straddle a horse after my hip was broken, I realized it was going to pop out, and so I was not going to ride horses again. So
ever
I'm
again,
ride,
not in this lifetime, right?
And I'm actually riding the golf side saddle. So.
Okay, that'll be good. And then since you're a small woman like I am, you know, it's like, okay, you get up there, and if the horse is big, then for me I go, okay, this isn't what my dreams are about, because I used to dream all the time when I was a kid of riding a horse and going 90 to nothing. And
I mean,
I love
when
the
I
sensation
got,
of it, but as I
when
age,
I, got,
I must.
When I got up on her horse the last time I was down there, when I was around the horses, I realized I could walk across the back of this damn beast. So there was no way I was straddling it, and it was like, no, this is not happening. I'm getting off now.
Well, I'm afraid I'll be right there with you in the golf cart if I were there. So, but Barbara, tell them again, because for peace, for love, and for light, ask where you're going. Again, she missed.
I'm going down to Virginia, and that is where the Powhatan tribe was camping when Pocahontas and John Smith and all of those guys were there. And I'm going to get to go see where that campsite was. It's just recently, within the last couple of years, been identified. And so I get to go in and check it out. I'm so excited.
Jeannie, you guys are going to have such a good time. And Barb, oh, really, really, say hello to me, my spirit, while I'm there, because my spirit will definitely want to be there with you, because we visited Jamestown several times and absolutely love it. And I just love Virginia. The first time we drove across country years and years and years ago, the idea of going into Virginia just made me cry. And my husband, Wayne, just, you know, laughed. What are you crying about? And I'm going, I'm going to visit Virginia.
Well, you know, it really, I do a lot of things with the Spiritualist Online Network. And not this Tuesday, but the following Tuesday, I'm going to do distant viewing with them into some of the chambers and stuff that Patrick and I have pictures of. And you just gave me a perfectly wonderful idea. I'm going to take lots of pictures about this area, and I'm going to have them do distant viewing into that space and see what they can pick up on that.
Oh, Barbara, that's a great idea, because you and Patrick did so much. That'll be really interesting, and seems like, to quote Insights by Isabel here, she's saying great idea, and I have to quote that entirely and agree 100%. That's really a great idea.
Yeah, no, so. I'm always looking, you know, for different things to do, and this is another different thing, so I'm excited. And let me see. The other milestone I have come to and achieved, since I decided not to die of the flu, is that I finished all of my predictions for next year, because on the 5th of December, Lynn Buss is going to be a guest on the. It's a Thursday, and he and I are going to compare predictions for the future to see, you know, what each of us sees coming for global and individual people. So it's going to be
that's pretty cool. Sylvia Brown is resting well, and you guys are taking up the gauntlet. I love that.
Well, it's the very first time I really allowed it to go into global stuff and politics and religion and stuff like that. So it's going to be very interesting to see. I went right to the edge of conspiracy and backed off from it, but not too far. So it's really, when I looked over it all and read it all through, I thought, number one, I thought Bear's going to have a fit when she has to put all this up on the website. And then after that, it was like, how cool. Now I hope somebody reads it. You know, you spend weeks and weeks writing stuff, and then you think, holy mackerel, am I good? I mean, since she's been, recreating my website, and a lot of the material isn't up there yet and won't be until probably the end of December, I've been looking at the numbers of the people that have hit the website, and it looked impressive until I realized that half of them were me checking the website out.
Oh, that's wonderful, wonderful. Well, I think about three of them were mine, so because I was kind of curious what Bear was doing and what you were doing. So I had all positive experiences looking at it, so that's pretty good. Wow. So what's your favorite part of the website being redone?
Wow. That's a tough one. I like the way she has redone my biography, and she has that voice clip of me welcoming people to the website. I like that. That was really cool.
Oh, okay. That I haven't seen yet. I guess I'm like everybody else. Anybody else here in chat, have you been to the website yet? So let us know if you have. But Barbara's website is great. So and Bear certainly has been working really well on it.
Oh, so. She's going blind. She's also creating a gallery I have about 300 of my paintings that are, you know, in collections all over the world. And she's going to create a gallery so that there can be a gallery of Mandelas there that, you know, have never seen the light of day before. So there are a lot of new things she's doing with it. At some point, I'm going to be able to teach classes from it with an interactive room of some sort, so people can sign in and use their video cams, and I can use mine, and I can teach classes there with groups of people. So, it has a ways to go. One lady said, I just love your website, and I said, really? And she said, yeah, it's very easy to maneuver through, and I said, it should be. There's only 20% of the material up there.
It does take a while to get through your stuff.
Well, there's not much of it up there now, so it won't take long. But
that's the best time.
But I have, I did that fair with all of those craftspeople, and all of the craftspeople, the vendors who had websites, will be up on it too. So and their websites will be linked. So that's going to be exciting.
Oh my God, really a lot.
It's going to be a lot. But you know, we'll just take her as she comes. So what are you doing aside from spending Thanksgiving with family?
They are, it's my two children, because one lives in Kansas, and our daughter and her family are driving up with Wayne and I with all the boys, her boys, and then we are spending Thanksgiving with family by choice. So we're very close to my daughter-in-law's family, and we have all decided we are family by choice, whether they like it or not. We have been family by choice since the day my daughter-in-law and my son decided to get married. So it's kind of a family tradition, and so we're going up to Salina again to have Thanksgiving, and then on Saturday night I'm doing another gallery up there, and then coming back here to work on a class I am teaching in Oklahoma City. Actually, the first time I'm going to be doing a big class in Oklahoma City. So, and that'll be January 18th. And if anybody is interested who is listening, just, you know, email me or watch the website or Facebook, and we will be sending out all sorts of information. But it is a good, good basic class on how to use spirituality and develop your psychic gift. So it should be a lot of fun.
Well, I like the fact that you have family by choice and not like I did with my first marriage. There were the in-laws and there were the outlaws.
Oh, no. 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 No, we don't. We're very fortunate. So.
Well, I discovered...
With that.
I discovered that I was an outlaw and was not included in one of the family things with my ex-husband.
Really?
But my son, yep, I had to stay out.
Wow.
Well, that's all right. I divorced him.
That's a whole long story, but please tell me this is one of the reasons why you're not married to him anymore.
Absolutely. That and the fact that he's dead.
Oh, well, that would help. Yeah. This can, you can love him from beyond.
No, I can't. I never loved him. I probably liked him. I shouldn't say I didn't love him. But I was 22. What the heck did I know? But I moved on. Well, we got a bunch of callers here. So,
good.
So let's take the farthest away one, just because I hope she isn't paying for long distance charges. So we've got Athena here. Hi, Athena. How are you doing today?
Hi. I'm so happy to be on your show and to be talking to you. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. For those of you who don't know, Athena is calling from Jordan. So you make both of us internationally famous now. How can we help today?
Well, I have a lot going on in my life, so I can't really pinpoint anything. I was wondering if you could give me a general reading or if anything stands out, any messages for me?
Sure. Mary, why don't you go first, and I'll find my voice.
Okay. Athena, are you married, because there is a man standing next to you?
I am married, but I've had a lot of problems, and he's pretty much abandoned me here.
Okay, well, let me tell you that I am seeing like Superman. So it's not him, but I want you to have in your heart, Athena, that love comes at just the right time. I feel that there is a big part of you that is waiting for Superman, and he only makes you Superwoman. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, because for me to see a male energy so close to you, and they're the voice inside my head is saying, Clark Kent is on his way.
Oh, okay. Meaning that I don't know him.
Yes.
Interesting.
okay? So that you need someone who is very practical and loving, but also gives you the opportunity to be better.
Yes.
Okay? And also, because they're pointing to your feet, and then I'm going to shut up and let Barbara talk, because I have a tendency to run away. So I can hear Barbara hitting me. Okay? So also that what you need, what you're getting when Clark Kent arrives is someone who has a quiet sense of humor but allows you to play, and that brings actually dance, because they're pointing to your shoes and saying get better shoes. And so they are talking to you about that, just be patient and know the right energy is coming its way. It really is.
Wow. I love to dance, and it's been so many years, so that's so cool.
Okay, it really, really is there. I mean, and it comes close. I mean, I don't do time, but I do think it's within 2 years.
Oh, jeez, I do time. No, I do time, and
good.
It's,
Barbara gets
it's with,
it.
I do time, and it's within 3 months. So.
Oh my God! So sorry.
Well, you were right.
That's
it
better.
Is. It is with 3 months is within 2 years. You were absolutely right.
But it's close.
It's very close. You know, I heard you say you were married, and yet I see two new people coming into your life, and they do feel as though they're healthy and they're supportive and they're strong and they're and absolutely you understand that nothing is appropriate. You know, you can't play around if you're married. You just can't.
Right, yeah. Well, just
okay.
Having a friend would be nice.
Okay, these two people that I'm seeing coming are friends. And every relationship is every heavy duty, deep, even soulmate relationship is based on friendship. So what I'm seeing here are new truths coming into your life. And after the first of the year, you begin to be more truthful with yourself as far as what you need in your life, what you want in your life, and what you deserve to have in your life. And I guess if we had to give you a message from Spirit, it is, please understand that you no longer have to compromise. You deserve the very best, and you should wait for it.
Wonderful. Great news.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're
and
so
he really
welcome.
Is a sense kind of person. He really is closer to Clark Kent with Superman hidden, okay? Which is really nice.
He's smart. He's intellectual. He's a thinker. I'm so happy.
Yes, yes, yes. That's the best part about Clark Kent, is because when he solves the problems, that really is Superman. And then he involves you into it, okay? This is very, very nice.
Well, thank you so much. I needed to hear that so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So welcome.
Barbara,
thanks
we did
for
a
calling.
Good job.
Yay.
Yeah. Love to you both.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Oh,
okay.
That is so cool.
Isn't that
Superman
cool?
Superman can come
are.
Anytime he wants.
Yes. Okay, we got Michelle in Colorado
Michelle
now.
Wayne.
Yeah, don't tell Wayne.
Hello, hi, good afternoon.
Hi, Michelle, how are you doing today?
Great, I'm actually excited for the other woman. That was amazing.
That's
so, it was.
Good luck to her.
Okay, so how can we help you?
My question is, I'm wondering, do you guys see me having children in the future?
Do you have any now?
Yes.
How many do you have?
I have 2 sons.
Hmm.
I'm sorry, did you say 2?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Michelle,
I'm saying yes.
Okay.
I got a question, though. Are you with somebody right now?
I'm actually married now, but like the other woman, I will be getting divorced. And I'm actually, you know, looking to put that together now. So I know that they won't be with him.
Right. Yeah. And I'm going to butt in, but I really feel that you have a whole new life coming, and so I feel like you're just going to expand your family, and I see two more children.
Okay.
Barb?
Well, yeah, because that's why I'm asking, because I do feel like I'm supposed to have more.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, well, I know it's not with him, and so that's why I was like, it would have to be someone else, and it would have to be a much better situation. But
yeah.
It, you know.
What I'm seeing is a year from right now, pregnancy.
Oh, wow. That sounds, wow, okay.
I think you better move fast. I am definitely seeing more children here. I had to lay out more cards because they weren't in the first layout, so I had to expand on it. And it does feel here as though you are creating new foundations. You are moving in new directions. It feels as though you set yourself free by August.
Okay.
So do understand that there's a lot of stuff going on here. There are a lot of subtleties going on inside of you, and you have a lot of loose ends to tie up. And,
yeah.
And a sense of understanding that, you know, what you send out is what you attract to yourself. Understand also this, that not every relationship works, and when they don't work, it's okay to say this doesn't work, and let's be friends, and let's both of us let go so we can find other people we can be happy with. I mean, that's okay. That does happen. And it doesn't have to be angry, and it doesn't have to be spiteful, and it doesn't have to be, you know, World War IV.
Yes, that's
three,
what I'm trying
three.
For. I'm definitely trying for that.
So that the kinder you can be, the easier it will be. There's only a battle, a fight, a discuss. You know, there's only a fight if two people are, you know, going at each other. If you don't fight, the fight dies. You know, you can't go anywhere. So
that's right.
And what the message that I'm getting here is someone has to take the higher ground, and it's going to have to be you.
Yes, that is the truth, and I've been doing it. You know.
I think you've been doing a great job. From what I can see here, that there was karmic stuff you had to work out with him, and I do believe that you've done it.
Yeah.
So I think that there is. It's time to move on.
You are so right.
Now, how old are you now?
I am actually 38.
Okay. Okay, so another couple kids is not out of the realm of possibility here.
Yeah,
thing I
that's
do
why
have
I was
to
asking
ask.
Too, because I'm not, you know, as young as I used to be, and so, but I have been feeling like I am supposed to do this.
Now, are there twins in your family?
Actually, yes, twins do run in my family, so
okay.
I would, you know, hope that I could make them twins. And just, you know, get it all over at once.
it does feel like that may be the case for you.
Okay. Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Oh, yep. We do see you having more kids, but you have some work to do before then.
Oh, definitely, yes.
And how old are the kids you have now?
I have a 6-year-old and an 18-year-old.
Wow. Well, you're going to have them spread out all over the calendar, that's for
yes.
sure.
Yes. Quite age differences. And with these coming in, even more.
Yeah, no. I think you definitely have that mother energy that is phenomenal. So you're one of those that likes to do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I scared myself sitting in the bleachers watching a Little League game and actually found myself with two master's degrees talking to the women about how to get blood out of the uniforms. It just was kind of like, oh, my God, how far have I fallen?
That's not falling at all. Like, that's information that needs to be known. You'd be surprised how many, especially of the new generation, have no clue to do any of that. Because
you're right about that.
To all these chemical, yeah, we've been programmed that we need these chemicals, and there's so many natural ways to do things, we don't know that anymore. So that's not a flaw at all. We need that knowledge to be, you know, put back out there so we can get back to our natural state, seriously.
Well, I'll let someone else do it. I did it for my generation. But no, you've got great stuff coming here. So you just need to take care of the details that you know you have to work on, and the other will come about in the right time. Feels about a year, though. All right? Okay. Thanks
for
calling.
But that doesn't mean I'm going to be stuck with him for a year, does it? Because I'd like to have this over like yesterday. He just doesn't want it over.
Well, you know, he has no choice.
Right.
So, no, it shouldn't take you that long at all.
Okay.
He just thinks, he just feels that there's a chance you'll change your mind. He has to know you won't.
Yeah. No, not at all. But, you know, I still care for him, and I wish him the best. It's just, you know, spiritually we're not yoked anymore, and so we have to part.
Well, I think you've got it down pat, and as soon as you convince him, you'll be able to move on.
Okay. Thank you, ladies, so much. And you guys have a happy Thanksgiving to be.
Thank you. You
too.
Same to
you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
I see you connected with Isabel, and you two are going to talk at some time about Florida, huh, Mary?
Well, yeah. Yes. Probably after Thanksgiving.
I will send her your telephone number.
Absolutely perfect.
Because if I send you hers, you'll lose it.
If what?
If I send you hers, you'll lose it.
You know that is true. Send it. Also, have her email me. Isabel, if you want to email me at my website at gmail.com. Then it goes right where it's supposed to, and then I can get started on that too, because my daughter-in-law and I, well, Andy does all my planning for me because I had to give it up. I was doing the planning because I hear enough voices, as you will attest to, because you hear them all the time, Barbara, that it gets to be a lot. So anyway, everything has to go through Andy and Wayne, but we are definitely going to be in Florida from the middle of February until the end of March. So I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to be over in Pensacola, not far from Destin, and having a good time. And if you come down, we are so going to have a good time together.
I will come down. We just have to get something together, and I think Isabel will be able to help us. So, yay, Isabel. Okay.
Yes.
Let's move on to Georgia. This is Melvin. Hi, Melvin. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you all for taking my call.
Our pleasure. How can we help?
Just get some insight on what's coming up for me, the relationship and also with my health.
Barbara, I'm going to let you start on this one.
Okay. Relationship, it feels to me as though you're doing a lot of seriously thinking about relationship. Is there someone you're with now?
No, ma'am. We just, you know, I met this person at the hospital. We just friends. I don't know if she wants a serious relationship or not. She's a nurse there.
You know, I see you in a relationship, but I don't think this is the lady I see you in it with. It does feel to me as though as you get into probably the February time frame, I think there's a new balance here for you, and things do kind of flow a little more smoothly for you. January, you've got magic and miracles, expecting the unexpected. So, and that's good stuff, expecting good stuff. So it does feel here as though by the February time frame, things do open up for you as far as relationship go. I do want to kind of touch on the health stuff. Are you concerned about something? Because I'm not seeing anything major here.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I guess it's just stress. I don't know. But I'm trying to, with my diabetes, I'm trying to get my A1C level down because my blood glucose is, you know, it's been high, and I know I don't eat right, and I don't I know I don't supposed to eat the stuff I do eat, and it's like I'm killing myself. But I want to get away from that where I can, you know, get some weight off of me, where I can, you know, be healthier and more
energetic.
Well,
you do understand. You do understand that's exactly what you're doing, right?
Yes, I understand that.
I mean, with diabetes, you have to change your diet, and you have to eat appropriately. And if you don't, then you know, there's nothing anybody can do for you. It's all up to you.
Right.
So it's really important that, I mean, they've written down stuff for you. You know what you should eat. You know what you shouldn't eat. And I strongly feel that the most important thing for you to do is to get your health in order. And once your health is in order, then we'll worry about relationship. Mary, what are you getting?
Well, Melvin, I actually pulled a tarot card for you, and the first card I got was the love card. And then after, and I'm going, okay, yeah, there's somebody else here. And then you talk about the nurse, and then it dawns on me, because sometimes not everything comes in as quick as we'd like it to, that here is the truth. If you don't find the energy to love yourself and do your very best for the diabetes, nothing else matters. So I apologize for fussing a little bit, but it is important that this is first, because all long-lasting relationships and true relationships start with self-love. And once you get that down packed and you are actually making a difference in your health, then people begin to notice you even more. And this woman who is around you comes towards you because you're an interesting person. But it has to begin with that self-love and saying, okay, I can eat something that is good for me instead of something that's bad for me.
Right.
Let me ask you this before I let you talk, and I apologize for this, but my guides are yelling coffee. What does the coffee have to do with you?
I work at a mental hospital at night, and I drink a lot of coffee to stay awake.
Ah, okay. Do you have cream and sugar in it all the time?
I put 2 sweet and lows in it and cream.
Okay, well, they're laughing, meaning your guides are kind of laughing, because they are also handing you a bottle of water, and they are saying that they're on your side, and that coffee is actually good for you. I don't know about the sweet and low, but I am being told to remind you that coffee is good for you. So do some research on this. I think you're a really nice guy and that you deserve the happiness that you're after. And since I pulled the heart card and their new relationship, I think if this follows through by the end of spring, you'll have someone who is truly there with you.
Wow.
Meaning a good relationship.
And her age range is my age range, older or younger or the same?
About your age. I hope it's about your age.
Okay, me too. Yes. Yeah,
okay.
That'd be great. Yeah, because
okay. Okay, so, but it begins with self-love for you wanting to be alive and probably they're yelling at me with the coffee because you probably need to switch to sugar instead of the sweet and low, but I'm not a doctor on this. So
okay.
You check with your doctor, but the coffee actually is good for you, okay?
Okay. All right. Yes. Okay.
Okay. Thanks
all right.
for calling.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Melvin. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you all.
My goodness. When you yelled coffee, I thought, geez, does Mary need coffee?
I knew you were going to It didn't take a psychic to have that one figured out. So,
do you need
Barbara,
coffee, Mary?
I would have coffee strapped to my back and, you know, a straw if I could, but I love myself enough not to drink coffee 24 hours a day.
Oh, heck, Mary, I would mainline Diet Coke if I could, but, you know,
oh,
I don't think
yes.
that. Just strap the, you know, the needle in my arm and I'll take it intravenously.
Okay, well, that's me, except I just love it, only I love me better than I love the coffee. So,
yeah.
And that's hard to believe, but it's true.
So. Okay, we've got Christina in California here. This is a serious caller now, Mary. Hi, Christina. Hello, Christina.
Many blessings to both of you, Barbara and Mary. You guys
Thank
sound
you.
So lovely together.
Thank you.
Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving and
like
just
holiday.
A happy week.
Thank you, Christina. Same to you.
Thank you so much. And the question I have is just if whatever my angels have to say to me in any area that comes up, I'll marinate on that. And thank you so much for passing along the messages.
Mary, you want to go first?
Well, I see you sitting with a whole bunch of books in front of you, and I think that this is your year to become more attuned with universal knowledge. And, Christina, I see besides all the books that are there, I think that your own gift develops more this year, and I feel like you are, this coming year, and you're being able to reach out and pat someone's hands and give them some really good advice and some really good readings, but also know that the more you are letting the universal light come into you, the better your life is, because this is your year coming up of knowledge and accepting it and using it. It's a good year coming for you.
Yeah,
I would agree
with that and more. I think also you have to understand, I know that you're developing yourself, I know that you're reading books, I know that you're really trying to make your whole life more spiritually oriented than it has been in the past, and that you have a deep feeling that there's a calling here from the universe, and indeed there absolutely is. I do feel that that next year is going to provide you with an opportunity to really, in many ways, understand the numbers of the thousands of people that you have touched so far with your talents, your skills, and your gifts. I don't think you fully comprehend how much spiritual work you have done to this point in time. It almost feels like you think you're starting a spiritual journey and you've been on it your entire life, and that you have been a gift to so many people. You have done kindnesses for so many people. And your spirit has impacted the lives of so many people to this point in time that it is amazing. Quite often, We just because we are who we are and we are how we are, we touch people with kindness and love and a gentle spirit. And you have all of those. And while I understand that you are becoming more and more knowledgeable about the philosophies and about you know all of the you know heavy duty spiritual stuff that's out there, the simplicity of spirit and the simplicity of love is that just giving it and sharing it is all you need to do. And you've been doing that your entire life. So while you may get a little more detailed and you may get a little more, I don't think you can be more powerful, but you may understand a little bit more about the whole process that's going on. You have been walking your talk and your spirit for your entire life, and you have already hit thousands and thousands of people. And you have to know that the energy and the healing power that you send out is profound. You don't have to be practicing a modality. You just have to be yourself. And the compassion and the empathy that you hold within your spirit has been shining out since the day you were born. Now, are you going to understand it more? Are you going to have a better idea as to how to use it? I think as a child you were using it in its greatest purity and its greatest strength. And as an adult, you will learn to get back to that simple purity and humility that you had as a child, because that's when it is the strongest. But you're setting yourself free from a lot of the, it feels here as though you are trying to make yourself into the image of, instead of allowing yourself to become the real you. So please understand that you're not supposed to follow anybody else's pattern. You're supposed to become the purest form of yourself. So I guess, well done. You're doing a great job. I don't know what else to say.
I just want to say thank you. I really needed to hear the messages, and it deeply pierced my soul to hear that, and I'm in such gratitude to both of you. And I am understanding what you're speaking about and finding myself saying, she's right. They're right. And so I'm just really grateful. And, you know, I really needed to hear that message. I just want to be me, and I have been doing what you said and thinking, wait a second, no. I need to be me, just me, and everyone else needs to be who they are as well. And so that was a struggle, and I'm beginning to see the light in that area, and so I'm hugging you through the phone. I really, really appreciate you passing along the messages that you picked up. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you, guys.
Oh, you are so welcome. And I think that's something that all of us have to remind ourselves about. I used to give people little pins that had a B on them. And you know, they said, why is this spiritual? And I said, it's a spiritual message. You'll understand it someday. And every now and then I get a call from somebody, and they say, I just figured out that pin you gave me. You just want me to be. And I said, that's exactly it. Just be. Don't try to become something. Just be who you are. That's the gift. So, and
that's,
you got
beautiful.
It. You've had it.
Thank you, guys.
Go look for a pin that has a little B on it and remind yourself. And don't make it an expensive one. Just make it a little pin. It's a B that you can wear on your lapel and remind yourself every now and then, I'm not becoming. I am being, because that's the true wisdom.
It is, Barbara.
So
and I'm. That was so beautiful. Barbara, you said that so well. Thank you so much, because it goes right back to, it's only in this moment, only in this moment.
Yeah.
And
wow.
That's why
you're
the strongest. Well, I'm so glad you happened upon us. You'll have to call back and let us know how you're doing.
Oh, I definitely will. Namaste to both of you.
Namaste. Okie dokie, Mary. Well, we're rolling.
Yes, we are. We are. And Barbara, you're funny.
What?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on the phone with you, and this is my home number, and I keep getting by a phone call from the Oklahoma County Jail.
Is Wayne there?
So... okay, what is God telling me here?
I'm not answering,
but
oh, God.
It's the third time.
Well, just let me ask you this.
Oh, my goodness, this is funny.
Is Wayne there? Is he not? He's there in the house with you?
Yes, Wayne is in the house with me. He wasn't for
a
while, but he's here now.
All right. Well, so you don't have to go down and bail him out. Well, then let's move on to say.
That's right. Okay.
Let's move on to London. Yeah, this is London,
okay.
Mary. Hi.
I'm sorry.
Sue, how are you doing today?
Oh,
hello, Sue.
Hello.
Yes, we're talking to you. Hi.
Well, that was fast. Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're so delighted that you called. How can we help?
My question is, what do I need to know?
Oh.
Well,
which direction?
It's only a two-hour show.
Yes. We all need to know so much.
I think you need to know that you're perfect. and the universe wants you to stop trying to make yourself into things that you're not. Just improve upon what you are, because you truly are perfect. From what I can see here, you have a commitment to sharing love, to being kind and gentle to other people, to taking care of people. You really are focusing on making changes in your life so that you have a better balance here. You are focused on balancing yourself spiritually, and it feels to me as though healing energy flows through you tremendously, so that you're a healer, among other things, as well as an intuitive. So, and you are a natural empath as well. So I think you've done a great job. Why don't you just enjoy what the universe put together and not try to improve upon it? Mary?
Well, when someone asks a question that is so extensive like that, I always go to my tarot cards, and I really picked two beautiful cards. What popped up is the Queen of Pentacles and the Empress. So for me, your guides are talking to you about having control over finances, or making sure you know what is going on in your life with finances, and then patting yourself on the back because you're doing a better job than you think you are. And also stepping up to the plate in being the woman that is the Empress. The Empress is one of my favorite cards, and so as you are aging, and I don't care if you're 21, you're still aging, that, as Barbara said, accept who you are. These are two lovely cards, absolutely wonderful, positive cards. There's nothing negative here, and the more you decide that for yourself, the better off you are. So I too think that you're in a very good place, and these are very strong cards. Just as Barbara said, you are a wonderful, you've got a wonderful, challenging life here, and the more you dedicate yourself to being the very best you can be, the better off you are.
Good.
Okay.
Is there anything exciting coming in the next while? Anything?
Are you looking for a new job? Because I have a new job around you.
No, I've been in a new job in the last 4 months, so I don't really want another one.
Then you're going to have more opportunity and more challenges in that job.
Oh, I hope it's good.
It is. It is. Everything that we've said here is good, and it will set you up for advancement.
Oh.
Barb? Okay. Yeah, oh, yeah. You got two beautiful, you got a queen and an empress here. Can't ask for anything better than that.
No, I'd say those are the two best cards you can get.
Me too,
oh,
Barbara. Me too.
Maybe an emperor.
Well, it all depends upon your preference, but I'd rather be an empress, I think. They wear prettier clothes. Now, my feeling here is that you have a lot of cool stuff coming, and it's a matter of getting a balance in your life so that the abundance of the universe can come down to you. But you have the aspect here of Phoenix Rising, which is, you know, kind of recreating yourself and the strength to do it. And that means that there's a tremendous amount of energy that is flowing through you. So I would definitely say that there are new beginnings here for you. I do feel that your inspirations and your creative endeavors are going to open doors for you that you can't even imagine, so that there's a lot of excitement here for you. Okay?
Oh, good. I certainly could use some of them. Yeah, that sounds great then. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care now. Bye-bye. Okay.
Like that. So,
yeah.
I don't know what her age was, but gosh dang it. I just turned over the deck in my hand, and the world card showed up. So that's
another huge, wonderful card. This is not bad. This is marvelous. She's got a good place, and she's in a good place.
I would say so. Okay, we've got Deanna here in Florida. Hi, Deanna. How are you doing today?
It's good to hear your voice, Barbara. You always sound sweet regardless of how hoarse you may or may not be. And Mary is so joyful. It's great.
Well, Deanna, you can come back anytime. So
I want to first of all wish you happy Thanksgiving on Thursday, and I hope you have a great time in Virginia with Jeannie.
Oh, I'm going to. I know I am. If I just get there before the nor'easter hits, we're going to be fine. The last time I went down to visit Jeannie, it took me 8 hours to make a two-hour trip. So I went by way of Chicago and Orlando to get to Norfolk. So,
wow.
It was a long day.
You went in circles pretty much, but
this is going to be great.
And I told Jeannie, I think you can ride a horse. You can ride a Mustang with four wheels.
That's true. I can do that for sure.
Yeah, I like your way of thinking. Bring on the Mustang.
A red Mustang, but with a top. With a top. I don't know what my question is. I just wondered if you wanted to pull something out of a hat or a cap and say what you felt. Both of you.
I would be delighted because your cards here have laughter, joy, and celebration for the entire next year. I mean, it feels like so much of the struggling that you have been doing is finally at an end, and it does feel as though there's a good flow of energy. There's laughter, there's dancing, there's joy, there's freedom, there's all sorts of wonderful stuff here. So I would say this next year is going to be a profound one for you. I don't feel the conflict, and I don't feel the struggle that has gone on over the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah. It's been tough.
But, you know, something, you have survived it with such dignity and such grace that it was amazing. Mary, what are you getting?
Oh, I'm getting kind of similar things because I really feel that part of this is a matter of changing your perspective from a lot of worry. I feel like you've had a lot of worry in the last year, which is pretty much what Barbara was saying, and bringing it in to remember that the divine is always there for you and that abundance is your birthright and that you are attracting it and that you live by it. So the more we change our worry into expectations and joy of having it, the faster we bring it to us. And I truly feel that you are in a time period, Deanna, where humor and sensitivity is attracting to you the life you so rightly deserve. Now,
I want to say thank you to both of you, and especially to Barbara, because over the last 4 years or plus, she's brought so much hope to my life. And every program, the night ones and the day ones, just wonderful. Love you.
Oh, I love you too. And you know, it's so nice to have people who do call back on a regular basis so I can keep touch with what's going on in their lives. We really do care. Each and every time we blend our energy with another person, we care so deeply about what happens with that person. And so often on radio shows like this, we'll hit, you know, anywhere from 10 to 20 people. And every now and then we really and truly do wonder what happens, you know, where did this go? And you know, we like to hear back from you guys. And you've been such a loyal follower, and even you followed Patrick as well, which was amazing.
Yes, definitely. I never forget, you know, those stone roads that you all spoke about. And I always thought that it would be a great thing to have you as a tour guide for that.
Well, I would do my best. I think it would be really, really fun. And of course, you know, without Patrick, at least I get to get a word in edgewise, which is really a cool thing as well. So, but I am going to be doing on the Spiritualists Online Network, not this Tuesday evening, but next Tuesday evening. They have a wonderful setup where I can put pictures up in the chat room so people can see them, and we're going to do remote viewing into the chambers. So you might want to, the Spiritualist Online Network is a free network, and you might want to go in there. It's a wonderful place with lots of spiritual people, and they do lots of things that are for free. And so it's a fun place to do things, and so I'm going to be doing distant viewing in the chambers, and I'm teaching psychic art, and I'm going to work with chakras. So every Tuesday evening from 5 to 7 Eastern time, it's free. It's a double sign-in, so you're going to have to struggle with the sign-in, but once you've got it down pat, it's a lot of fun, and I will be doing lots and lots of free stuff there. And what's really cool is it's interactive, so that you know, when I'm not on camera, there will be more interesting things on camera, but you'll be able to see what I'm doing and sharing and stuff like that. So it's a fun place to go, and you might want to check it out, Deanna.
I Spiritualist Online Network on Tuesdays 5 to 7. I wrote it down. Let me ask you one question, maybe.
Sure.
I've been really struggling with money. I mean, at one point last month, I was way below the overdraft, and it's like I'm right at the zero right now. Do you see that I have more work coming in, or do I need to change my profession?
I think more work.
That's what your card said. Think positive with more money, and also work in both arenas for a while.
Okay. We'll do that.
Okay, and I'm sorry to butt in. I know you were asking Barbara, but that's exactly
No, that's good. It's great. You're not butting in. I'm talking to the twins.
I can't wait to see Barbara in person. We hope to do this after the first of the year. And you know, darn it, she's taller than me. But not
by
much.
I'm also blonder than
you. We're compact. Right?
Thank you so much. Mary and I have been friends for over 5 years, and we have never actually been in the same state at the same time.
That's right.
And we've done I don't know, dozens and dozens, maybe hundreds and hundreds of shows together. So working with her.
And enjoyed every one of them.
And we're hoping that
your energy comes through.
Thank you. And we're hoping in March that we're going to be able to get a group of people together so we can do a gallery-style evening, the two of us together. Even if we don't get a spirit, it's a great comedy act, so it should be a lot of fun.
Well, if you do it in Florida, please be sure to let me know. I'll send you my email address again. And although Pensacola is all the way up in the northwestern part of the state, I'll make it a point to drive there.
Okay,
oh my God.
And maybe it'll be in Destin. We don't know yet, but
Destin is a Y at the end.
Are you in the chat, Deanna? Are you in the chat room?
No, my chat is really messed up. I keep signing in and it finds me out.
Okay,
but
well,
I can read.
Well,
I can read. I'm just shown as a guest.
Okay, well, Insights by Isabel is the one you want to contact, because she's the one down in Florida and she's going to be the one helping us. So, but we will keep you informed, because certainly we're going to be chatting about it over the next couple of months.
Thank you so much. May your Thanksgiving, all three of you and everyone in the chat room too, be a blessed time.
Oh, to you as well.
Thank you.
Have a
sweetheart.
Good one now. Bye-bye.
Thank
Happy
you. I'm going to listen on. Oh, sorry. I'm keep interrupting you, Mary. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I just babble on. I just want to tell you Happy Thanksgiving. And so just keep telling Barbara where you're going to see her, because everybody needs to know where Barbara's going to be.
We shall meet. We shall meet. And I'll write you a poem about that.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. She writes beautiful poetry. Ah, okay. Thanks for calling, Deanna.
I love you all three.
Love you, too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Another Florida person. How about that?
I love it.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, if you have your radio show still, we could probably scrape together a whole bunch more.
Well, I have internet. I can send out letters.
Okay, that sounds good enough for me.
And you know you're not getting me back on the air because it's too much fun just to be on your show.
Okay, well, I mean, I did name a show after you, so you do have to show up
yes.
at least once a month.
Yes, and when okay. this is over, we need to talk about times and dates for the rest of the year, or the next year, yes.
We do, we do. We have Bianca in Kansas. Hi, Bianca,
Hi.
Are you there?
Yes, thanks for getting my call.
You're so welcome. How can we help?
I was just calling in. It's just a kind of a general thing. I'm kind of, I just kind of been on and off on my education, and I guess I'm calling for to see what's planned or what I should do. I'm in the middle of thinking I should quit again, and there's just so much, I guess, going on. So I'm confused at this point now. I feel tired. I'm exhausted. keep going. And
Bianca,
can you hear me?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I got to hear your name spelled out.
B-L-A-N-C-A.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
you want me to answer, Barb?
Oh, no, you start. I'll just chime in afterwards. I'll interrupt
you. Okay. And so, Bianca, what I immediately pick up is that you need to finish where you are and give yourself a break, because it is only in the break that you realize you must finish your schooling.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, my plan was to finish just the class that I'm doing right now and just take the whole year next, or at least the next year, half of the year or whatever, off and just put myself together.
That's exactly what I'm being told, because I have to go back to an experience when my husband and I were dating, and he dropped out of school. And actually this happened to my son too, that it was only in that break where they developed the determination to finish their schooling, because they did not feel comfortable with the job they were having. So finishing their schooling gave them the door which opened to the life they were supposed to lead. And so let yourself relax, but count it as a blessing and the pathway to get your butt back to school.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got to go along with that. I think that so long as you understand that school has to be finished, I don't care how long you take, but it does feel to me that your direction may be altered slightly by taking some time off. What are you now studying?
Nursing. And I'm towards, like, the end, just the clinical part, and I'm just very stressed because I've been kind of going on, and I've been doing one school and then the other school, and right now I'm driving back and forth, and I'm just, for some reason, I feel very scared driving. Like, I should not be driving.
Take your break, and also, when you go into nursing, you know, you pick up a lot of energy, and there's so much energy around that can sink into you. Your spirit needs a cleansing and it needs protection. So the next time you get into the car, ask for divine guidance so that you
are protecting yourself. And Barbara, I was just told to shut up. Please, please go on with this, okay?
Oh, jeez. That was not me telling you to shut up.
No, it was divine spirit.
Okay. I truly believe that you have a huge career ahead of you. And it's okay if it takes a little bit longer to get there. So long as you get there whole and happy and excited about what you're doing, I don't feel you're excited about what you're doing at this point in time. I think you're just tired and exhausted. So, yeah, take the time off. But do during that time frame, play with some of the alternative holistic, you know, methods out there that are used for healing. I would strongly urge you to take some Reiki, to look into some holistic healing things that are going on, so that you take the time and you learn some other modalities that are going to make you a stronger person.
Okay.
Don't just sit back and watch soap operas and eat bonbons. Do something with the time. Okay.
No, I pretty much have my time. Like, I also feel like I'm like neglecting my kids. I've been doing this for years, and my ultimate goal is to get my degree and my registered nurse. But I feel like I'm so close yet so far, and I just don't even know if I'm ever gonna get it. I just feel like there's always something blocking me from getting it or achieving it, and there's always something there that's
I think actually what's happening is that there's going to be an expansion as far as the direction that you go, and that's why you're taking so long. So go with the way the energy is having it, and the energy is taking you in this direction, so flow with it. Don't fight it. Just flow with it. I think you're going to be just fine.
Okay.
It's okay to take a break. A time frame that you finish.
Do you see me finishing? I mean, do you see a time frame of when I would finally just, I'm done with the whole thing? I guess I'm desperate. That's what I'm going to, like, I love nursing, I just don't feel interested in it no more because I've been having to drop and go and
it feels like you've only got about a year left. Is that right?
Yeah, that's all I have to do to finish. Oh. But
okay, then I would just take the time off, go back and finish it up.
Okay.
You're going to be just fine.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, that's what I needed to know, just kind of like a, should I continue, go straight on now, or should I just stop now and go back later? Because
take a break. You're tired. You're exhausted.
Yeah.
Finish the semester, and then drop out.
Yeah.
And don't drop out. Take the time off. Okay?
Okay.
Take care.
All right. Thank
Bye-bye
you.
Bye-bye now. You're welcome. Bye-bye. That's a tough place to be in.
It really, really is. But sometimes we have to get our hands dirty to realize we don't like dirty hands.
Yes.
So, true.
This is very true.
You know, I remember Wayne saying, you know, the reason why he always said he was going to make it through college was because he didn't want to do his dad's job. And his dad worked with oil and grease on his hands all the time. And it had nothing to do with not appreciating his father. It just wasn't the path Wayne was on. So staying in school was something that was motivated because Wayne didn't like to get his hands dirty.
So now he's a professional chauffeur.
See what retirement does?
Yeah. Okay, we got...
Hey, Barb, everybody in chat, I just have to tell them that, okay, they're not calling me because they are coming to take me away to jail, I hope.
We're having a second discussion in chat. It's kind of funny. So, but anyway, thank you, Barbara.
Oh, no problem at all. We got Kimberly in Georgia. Hi, Kimberly. How is it going?
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Doing well.
Good.
So what's the latest?
Hey, the latest is I have signed up for, I did the application for chiropractic school, and I'm going to a weekend event at the end of January.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, I just want to know, you know, how is that going to go? I'm just stepping out on faith because I don't know how it's going to get paid for, but I'm doing it anyway.
I'm seeing new beginnings. I'm seeing freedom. I'm seeing new foundations. When does it start?
The next one starts in the spring, and then there's a next one in the summer.
It looks like the springtime one, as far as I can tell here.
Okay.
And it does, I see Phoenix Rising in February. I see new foundations. It feels as though you're birthing a new aspect of yourself. Cat just stole my seat. What happens when you stand up in this house? A cat takes it over. Yeah, I think this looks really, really good for you. Mary, what are you getting?
Oh, I agree. I agree. I think that it is good for her. And I think Kimberly has a lot of energy rushing through her hands, and that I hope that she will also put in her life plan an acceptance of massage and acupuncture. Took me a while to get acupuncture out. But
It did.
But I think that she's very good at that, and I think that healing, and also I think she's going to be surprised when she starts working with people how their auras come out at her and how her own psychic gift will increase. I think this is going to be a fantastic journey for her, and money is not the problem.
Nope, and I want you to get Reiki too. I've talked to you about that before, though, right?
Yes. Yes, you have.
I want just level one and level two. That's all you need. But I want you to do Reiki as well, because it will shift and change. First of all, Reiki 1 and Reiki 2 are both one-day workshops, so they don't take forever to do.
Okay.
And secondly, after each level, you get an attunement that really does shift and change your own energetic field. That means it makes you more intuitive, more sensitive, more empathetic, more everything. So you will find that it will help you as you go forward with this to understand where there are problems, where there are knots, where there are all sorts of stuff. It opens up a tremendous amount to you. So please understand that it'll make everything so much easier for you. It's unbelievable. And it's what, 2 days. It's not that you know, long a period of time for you to work on something.
Okay.
So we're seeing it looks good for you here, finally.
Okay. Do you think it's going to affect my son in any kind of way? Because he's in school, and I don't want this to, like, maybe jumble his life or something, you know.
Oh, yeah, God forbid he be proud of his mother because she's continuing her education. Yeah, it probably is going to screw with his head terribly. You're giving him the signal that it's okay to always learn. Yeah, that's going to screw him up royally. Any other questions?
No.
Okay.
Good one, Barb.
Well, cripe.
No, I'm just saying, you know, I didn't know whether he was going to have to move schools, and he's done it enough, and I just don't want to do anything like that.
He will be just fine so long as you're happy.
Okay.
That's all kids want.
And I will remind you that your child has his own karmic path to walk, too, and you're just there to help him.
Okay.
You can't walk it for him.
You're right. You're right.
Because you're a good mom.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So.
Do call again.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
bye,
Kimberly. Bye.
Okay, bye.
I mean, I don't attack everyone that way. I happen to know her. She's, you know, calls frequently. So we, no, I do attack people like that. I lie.
Why do you think my guides told me to shut up?
So,
yeah, how's your hoarseness, Barbara?
My voice
is coming
back.
You sound pretty good.
Yeah, no, you know, it comes and it goes. It comes and it goes. And my singing career is clearly over, but the rest of my talking career is still alive and well.
And you do it very well.
Okay, so we got Lisa in Florida. Hi, Lisa. How's it going today?
Oh, Florida again. Is this
Hi,
online?
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, what part of Florida are you in, Lisa?
I'm in West Palm Beach.
Oh, long ways from Pensacola.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then we'll just have to read you. How can we help you?
Well, I had a job interview today. It was for a part-time job in an accounting office, with an accountant. And I want to see how you felt that went. I do have a seasonal job that's going to go on through the holidays, but it just doesn't interest me. And I don't want to quit until I know I have something else, but I want to see what you see.
Well, I your seasonal job absolutely keep up through the season, if possible. I don't know if it's this job, but I do know that before the end of the year you will have a full-time job.
Wow.
So that
I have another interview on Wednesday. I had one today. I have another one on Wednesday. So you think maybe either one of those will come through?
You know, I can't tell you if it's one of those or if it's another, but I can tell you by the end of the year, this year, 2013, you will have a full-time job. Mary, what are you getting?
Okay, well, this is what's so fun about being on this show is I get to pull my tarot cards. And the first tarot card I pulled for you, Lisa, is the waiting card. Okay, so it feels like hell when we have to wait. But the second card said it is the Queen of Pentacles. And if I'm reading that for myself, I would say you're getting a job working with money.
Yeah, to both of them are.
Okay, I think because it's the waiting card came first, it's probably the second job. But I'm not quite sure about that. It's just a waiting game, but I felt very positive on this. You get the job. You get a job you like.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Okay, now just be thankful like you always are and expect it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I have one.
Didn't you walk out of there feeling like the job was yours?
Well, that was the one I went on today. I have another one Wednesday. They're both in the accounting field.
You're going to get one of them.
Really? Today I felt very confident.
Okay.
But I haven't gone on the one on Wednesday yet, and I still want to go on it. I want to see what it's about.
Yeah, do, because you want to compare. But, yeah, it's like Barbara said, you have a job.
Wow, that's great, because I've been waiting so long.
Okay, be positive.
Absolutely.
Be thankful, be positive, expect it.
You think I'm going to wind
up with it?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said, do you think I'm going to wind up quitting the seasonal job? Because it's just not really what I want. I mean, they're nice people, but it's just not really what I want. I'd rather work someplace.
No. I got to tell you something. In these times that you have a job is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would definitely never tell anyone to quit their day job. So, mm-hmm. So if whichever job comes through for you wants you to start earlier, fine. If they want you to start the first of the year, you keep that day job till the end of the year. Mm-hmm. You've made a promise. You've made a commitment. Fulfill it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care now.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okie doke. All righty. What?
Well, sometimes when we talk to our callers like this, so many times when we have to stay with something, it is a matter of appreciating exactly where we are, because we move on from a situation quicker and easier and receive better benefits of divine energy when we make peace with the situation we're in.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree with you, Mary.
I'm glad.
I am too.
Because I hear these voices like you do.
Well, so either we are either, you know, delightfully delusional or we're good psychics. I'm not sure which.
Depends on what time of the day it is, Barbara.
I like delightfully delusional. Okay, we've got Rondria in California. Did I say your name right?
Yes, it's Rondria.
Rondria, how can we help here?
Hi, well, I'm just want to know, things have been going kind of slow in my life lately, so I'm just going to see if you see anything happiness going, going to become me like a child or anything, or just anything going good.
I'm looking at your cards, and I see lots of things good. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
What do you see going good? Because I'm not seeing anything or feeling anything going good.
Okay. I'm seeing the fact that you have a great deal of healing energy. You're a very intelligent person. Of course, you're not stretching your brain, but you've got the brain to stretch. It feels here as though you have a lot of, you know, different talents and skills and capabilities. Of course, you're not using any of them, but you could if you wanted to. I think you're standing still because you're not fueling yourself. You're not doing anything of a creative nature to fuel your life so that your life is standing still waiting for you to be creative. And you're not being creative because your life is standing still. So it's sort of like a showdown here. And you're waiting for things to change so that you will feel better about things and want to get involved in other creative things. And the reality is that nothing's happening until you get creative. I'm seeing lots of really good stuff here, but it feels to me as though the universe is waiting for you to start taking action within your life. You're extraordinarily intelligent, but you haven't learned anything in a very long time. Are you in school now?
No, I'm not.
You got really good brains here. I'm seeing you having the capacity to be tremendously flexible, and yet I'm not seeing you flexible. You have total control to make these changes, but you're not taking any action to make them. As soon as you take the action, everything's going to start flowing for you. And as far as a child, you know, children don't make our lives better. Children don't make our lives better, but our lives are better because of children. So that you can't look for a child coming into your life to give you happiness if you don't have the happiness to start with. So you need to start generating that joy and that fun and that excitement about life that has been there in the past. I just don't know why you're not utilizing it now. There's laughter, joy, and celebration here. There's freedom. There's all sorts of wonderful things that you can celebrate. But you have to be the one that takes the first step. Mary, what are you getting?
Well, I love what you said, Rondria, because I feel like this is a time for you to pick up your own energy and make a serious move. Have you considered that?
Mary, are you there?
I'm answering. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay.
Not hear me?
Yeah.
We didn't hear you at first.
It is not again.
So what I said was that I feel like you are at a stagnant place and it's closing in on you. So what I wanted to ask you was, have you considered at all changing jobs?
No, I'm not working. I'm trying to get disability.
Ah, then that's part of the problem. Part of your life needs to be in a program of learning about inward happiness. And I think that part of what's going on in your life is that you are only looking in one direction instead of seeing the happiness that is really around you. So I feel like, Barbara, there's a lot there around you. It just has to be searched out. And again, we come back to a lot of what we've been talking about today is inward happiness.
Okay.
Okay.
And you have to understand something. Excuse me. When people have applied for disability and when they're waiting for disability to come through, basically they're focused on disability. They're focused on not being well. They're focused on being disabled and unable to do the things that most normal people can. And when you're focused on illness or a problem or a difficulty and you're focused on maintaining that so people will judge you worthy of the disability, and I understand the whole process and I know it really is difficult, but the reality is you are so focused on being disabled and dysfunctional and hurt and everything that you aren't letting the joy of life make you better. And the reality is if you heal and get better, then you have to go back to a regular life and you can't have the disability. So you have a choice here. Disability is only meant to be part-time. It's not meant to be full-time. Disability is meant to be a short-term, not long-term. And it's meant to help people over that bridge. It isn't something that you know, you get into and you never leave. I strongly feel here that you're hanging on to problems because it means you don't have to face a lot of the reality has out there. And I will admit to you, reality can have some pretty rough stuff. There's no denying it. I have been there myself. But I think that you have such wonderful strength and such great talent and such great skills, and there's joy here for you. But if all you're doing on focusing is on getting disability, then you're focused on remaining dysfunctional. And if you remain dysfunctional, how can you ever function within life?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
You have an amazing brain. You have some creative abilities here that are really profound. And at the very least, please start doing things of a creative nature. It will move life ahead for you a lot faster. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was excellent, Barbara. Excellent.
Well, it's something that was sort of brought to my attention after my car accident, and I realized that you know, yeah, there was a lawsuit, and I was taking the people who hit me to court, and it suddenly dawned on me one day that, you know, holy crap, I am so focused on what's wrong with me, I am not. And making sure that it's still there and still validated so that I can prove my case in court, but it means that my life, I can't get better, I can't heal. And so you know, it's sort of like, okay, so what do I do? Do I you know, I just decided to heal or get as close as I could. And unfortunately, I was disabled, but that hasn't stopped me. I mean, I still, I do as much as I possibly can in my own way. And I think that if someone is disabled, and I am technically disabled, you know, I can't do a lot of things, but that doesn't show because I refuse to let it show. And, you know, I think Bear has problems too, but nobody ever hears her complain about her stuff. It's a matter of you got to focus on what's right, not what's on wrong. On what's wrong. And if you focus on the good stuff, it is amazing.
It is true. It's what we preach all the time, and it is preaching, but it is the truth. It's good advice. You have to take your thoughts from the dark into the positive. Otherwise, nobody would ever get out of bed.
No. There's something to be said from staying in bed, too.
Yes, but, you know, the grass has to be cut, the snow has to be shoveled, the dinner has to be cooked. We all have to do it, and there is not one of us who does not have their share of problems.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I mean, I think we should move on before we get, you know, comparing difficulties. Okay, we've got Margie here. Hi, Margie. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you. Yourself?
Doing very well. Thank you. How can we help today?
Well, thank you very much. I love your show. You're so inspiring, both of you. The question I have is, we're planning on moving to Vancouver Island as soon as we sell our house here, but haven't had much luck. Any word from my guides when this might happen, or any words from them on what I can do to make this happen, or anything else?
Well, have you, let me ask the normal, have you buried St. Joseph and stuff like that?
Well, I didn't do that because I wasn't aware of that, but I did do something else that somebody recommended, and that was a couple of months ago, so that hasn't worked yet.
St. Joseph, upside down. Oh, help me out here, chat room. Which way is he supposed to be facing, away from the house or towards the house? I can't remember which it is, but I do remember you're supposed to bury St. Joseph. I just don't know exactly where. They have statues. Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm sure it's St. Joseph. you bury a statue of St. Joseph and you put it upside. Now, somebody's saying St. Francis. Mary, did you hear
St. Joseph? Francis?
Yeah, St. Joseph, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
But can I interrupt? Because
of course you can.
You have another one? Because that didn't work for me. But I can tell you what did.
What did?
Okay. I completely released all need for my house, and it was on the market for a year. And then when I was completely went through every single room and said goodbye to it, and I truly meant it, I started to envision a light, like a big lighthouse at the top of my house, spinning around, attracting the perfect buyers for our house, and imagining the perfect sale that would be just right for everyone involved. I did that for 3 days and the house sold.
Okay, and now I'll tell you what I did. I sat down and I talked to my house. It had been the family home for 50 years. And I explained that it had sheltered us, it had been a wonderful place for us to grow up, but that I had to move. And,
yep.
And I explained to the house why I had to move, and I sat there with an open journal. It was a brand new one, and I said to the house, now I'm going to write down here everything about you that is wonderful so that the person who buys you is going to know how you have sheltered us and how you have provided sanctuary for us. And I filled that journal with all of the wonderful feelings that the house had given us, how it had been sheltering from us, how we'd had babies there and we'd been married from there, and how we'd gone through funerals there. And then I listed everyone that ever worked on the house with their phone numbers. I listed everybody in the neighborhood, the good ones and the bad. And I listed the babysitters, and I listed – I just had so much information in that journal that it was amazing. And when I finished it, and it was really full when I was done, and I looked at the house and I said, now whoever gets you is going to know how spectacular you are, and we will only accept – the perfect people here. We will not accept just any old offer. And I sold the house the next day. And at closing, I gave the people the journal, and I said, this is my house. This is its story. And we've owned it since it was born. And I'm turning it over to you only because you are going to be a good custodian of my home. And it's the first time that the agents had ever seen anything like this. And the new owners gave me an amazingly beautiful, expensive watch because I cared so much about the home.
Oh,
so,
Barbara, that's...
It was really... And 3 years later, they still had my journal on the counter and referred to it. So I just made sure that the house was going to be cared for appropriately. And, you know, you want to get out. But your house is feeling – now, houses have feelings. They truly do. And
they do.
What you're doing is deserting your house. You have to let the house know that you're going to look for the perfect family for it. And that, you know, so you know, I know you're staging it. I know you're doing everything you can to make it sellable. But my suspicion is you have taken your personality out of the house in order to sell it.
No, actually, we haven't.
Oh, okay. Then just make sure that there's that warmth there. I had a fireplace when it was appropriate. I had a fire burning in it. When it wasn't appropriate for a fire, I had candles in it. And I always had a pan of cinnamon water boiling on the stove that made the whole house feel warm and cozy. And I knew that it was sold. You know, people would always come in and say, it's a nice house. I knew I had sold it when somebody said, I love your home.
Mm-hmm. Our biggest problem is we're not even getting people in here. I don't know what's going on. There's a lot of houses on the market here that could be part of the problem.
No.
Use the light. Envision the light bringing and put in your mind the perfect people now come with a checkbook in their hand.
They're going to come in February. Come on, get through the holidays. Nobody wants to buy during this particular time of the year.
Oh, no, we're aware of that. But we're kind of anxious to get to Vancouver. We've already got a house there, so we just want it to happen.
Yeah. I'm seeing
anything
February.
From my guy?
No,
Are you actually February?
Guide. I think you're crossing a threshold into a new place. I think you have to birth a new aspect of the house first. I just feel you're not done there. And one of the other things I think you need to do is take some dirt from the backyard with you when you go so that you take part of home with you. How long have you been there?
About 8 years.
Take some of it with you. I think you have a house that really is tied to you. There's a deep connection here for some reasons, and it may be that you've had a past life there or something, but the house doesn't want to go. So you have to convince the house.
Interesting.
So just,
okay,
talk to it like a person.
Yeah, I'll do that. So you don't get anything at this point from a guy that might be trying to help me with anything on that or anything else?
Mary, what are you getting?
No, because I think this is a teaching of releasing and accepting. So that's why St. Joseph is there. And if you don't want to bury him, then talk to St. Joseph. Go to the top.
Okay.
I just, you know, both of us are mediums, so I'm not getting any guide here either. I think it's just not time for you to move on. So, and it does feel though by February, you know, you're on your way. But for the holidays, not so much. I would just relax with it.
Great. Well, yes. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Enjoy the show.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
That's a tough one because, you know, it seems to me that you know, houses, I can remember looking for houses, and I can remember not even wanting to go into some houses because they didn't feel right. And
yeah.
You know, I when I found this house, I walked right through the front door and saw the view, and I said, this is it, buy it. And she said, don't you even want to look at it? And I said, no.
Yeah, you got it.
I just didn't even know what I had until actually I bought it.
Oh. You know, I was the same way in my house in Kansas because I walked in and saw the fireplace and went, yeah, okay, he's been waiting for me. So, same way. But I do feel that if you are waiting on a sale of something, releasing it intensely, like you did with your journal and like what I did with blessing the house and saying goodbye to it, I think this is an amazing way of doing it because we take on the energy of the home we live in. And
absolutely.
These do are sad because they're going to miss us. But whichever way you look at it, it is a matter of releasing and your intent to move forward into a better time and another expression of your life. It's very important
that
absolutely. We do it with and complete faith.
Oh. Absolutely. Okay, we've got Tasha, maybe. Hi, Tasha, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine.
How can we help?
I was interested in knowing if you see anything happening for me in the Department of Romance for 2014. A friend of mine suggested that I try online dating. Do you think that would be a good idea?
No.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. All right.
Let me explain. You're the kind of person that wants a soulmate. There is no box on any of those applications that says soulmate.
Okay.
And everybody just about, I'm not saying you would, but almost everybody lies. So, I can tell you how to attract a soulmate. I know how to do it.
Okay. How do I attract my soulmate? I'm writing this down, too.
Okay. And it will be in archives, so you can go back. This is how you attract your soulmate.
Okay.
First, number one, most important, stop looking.
Okay.
Second, become involved in all sorts of activities that give you joy.
Okay.
And I don't care if it's underwater basket weaving or if it's line dancing or if I just don't care. You have to involve yourself, put yourself in groups of people that are doing things that give you joy and you have fun.
Yes.
And
yes.
Having fun is the most important thing because you want to attract to yourself somebody who likes the same things you do.
Exactly. Yes.
So do them. And that way you attract someone who is like you because they are doing things that give them joy and not looking for a partner. And I can promise you that within 6 months, if you were genuinely just being joyful, having fun, not looking for a soulmate, I mean, if you want to go out with friends and stuff like that, you go for it. Absolutely.
Okay.
This chat room is so crazy. I don't think they teach underwater basket weaving, but they may.
Mm-hmm.
But you want someone who is content within their own life. You're not looking for somebody.
Please.
You're not looking for someone who is looking for someone to complete them.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
So for God's sakes, don't put yourself in those positions. Don't write up bios that you know are true but just. Don't even stretch things. Just do what makes you happy, whatever it is.
Okay.
I garden. I do radio shows. I mean, it's there are so many things that you can get involved in, and don't forget to do those things that are, you know, helping other people, like volunteering and things like that. Let
yes.
your life be
mm-hmm.
full of giving back to humanity, and I promise mm-hmm. you the universe will give to you. Mary, you want to chime
okay.
in?
Oh, my God, no. You said it all perfectly.
Huh. I swear to you, I will tell you that within 6 months, you'll have people in your life. Now, once people do start to, you know, kind of start to turn up, do understand that you know your excitement, your exuberance, your laughter, your joy is going to attract all kinds of people. So you need to be discerning. So you know, learn how to be friends. Don't look at people as though they are possible mates. Just let a friendship evolve, and at the end of this, you'll not only find your soulmate, but you'll have lots of really good friends as well.
Oh, that sounds great. Okay.
That was easy.
Sounds good to me. Okay. I totally agree with you.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
I think you're a very special person, and you deserve somebody special as well, and you won't find them on online dating. I don't care how many people you tell me you know that know someone that knows someone that knows someone that got married. I'm sure they do, but I don't think that their standards were as high as yours are.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm taking your advice, and I will give you a call back in 6 months and let you know what's going on in my love life.
Oh, I love living vicariously through other people's journeys. You bring it on, girl.
Okay, thank you so much. And enjoy your Thanksgiving, and have a happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. Take care now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
That was easy.
Well, that was wonderful, Barbara. You said that so well, and it's the whole secret that we're talking about today is to learn to be happy with who we are.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, it. You know, nobody is ever going to be able to complete us. If we can't be content without our, you know, within our own lives, then nothing anybody does, says, or gives us is going to make us feel complete. So
right.
contentment, yay, contentment. One more. We got Sandy in California, I think. Hi, Sandy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
And this has been a great show. I just wanted a general reading, what my guides, spirits, the angels have to say.
Wow.
And happy holidays.
You too. Wow, you've got great, great energy here. I would say that you have done so much work on yourself that the only way to test it out is to really test it out. So, from what I can tell here, they are basically rolling out all the stops. So it feels like this next year is going to be one where abundance comes in strange and wonderful places, where new people come into your life where they're unexpected. There's reunions here. I don't know how old you are, but you're going to think that some of these people were dead and they turn up to be alive. That's a cool thing, not family members. There's a sense here of moving into a new genre as far as your spirituality goes, and magic and miracles seem to infiltrate all aspects of your life, so that even though you're trying to rush things along faster than they should be going, I mean, good luck on that, it's still going to take as long as it's going to take. You're birthing a new aspect of yourself. It feels like there's a new philosophy, new paradigms. You're on the edges of new paradigms, so that you're going to seem a little strange for a while to most people, but sooner or later everybody will agree with you. And the aspect of commitment is here. So So there are new commitments in all aspects of life. You got karma coming in here in the springtime, early summer. It's bringing stuff from past life skills and talents and gifts from the universe, so that you're expanding your skills and your modalities. You're gonna doubt your power, which is a good thing, and you're gonna be very careful and cautious with it. But you are bringing new people into your life and expanding and trusting a little more to your intuition. I love this. You're trusting your gut even after Mexican meals, which is a real challenge. Cool stuff. Very powerful
stuff.
It's
a new one, Barbara.
Wow, that was good. I liked that.
Mary, wow. What are you getting?
Sandy, when I write your name, the first thing I pick up is that this is a time period ahead of you that you really need to be developing your creative gift. I don't know if you've always wanted to draw or be more creative, but I do feel that one of the things that you need in order to develop your own intuitive gift and to make you happy is to be creative as possible. And it does not matter what the creativity is. It's just simply a matter of having fun with it. And it a lot of times, I've said this many times, that when we feel like we are having a lot of challenges in our lives, the creative gift can be very refreshing and beneficial by simply taking a crayon and see where our own brain leads us with a crayon. And it can be on simple drawing circles. It doesn't matter. But this is a time I really feel that your guide is telling you be creative as possible and have as much fun as possible.
Okay. Okay. What about writing a book? Is that,
well, that's creativity,
writing?
Honey.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So
okay.
But in between, when you put icing on a cake or when you rearrange two dishes on the table, give yourself credit going, wow, I'm creative.
Yeah.
It'll open
yeah.
doors.
Yes, okay, thank you. Thank you. No, I'm learning to appreciate myself and how far I've come and to see that. And there's always some humps in life and so forth, but thank you. Thank you. I will do that. And I appreciate this. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care now.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. God, Mary, another Merry Monday.
Yeah. And we are finished. This has been great.
Yeah, I am going to call you in just a few minutes after we're off so we can try to set up next year. I can't believe this. We met in 2009, and we are going into 2014.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
That was the year here in Oklahoma City where we had that great blizzard where Oklahoma was shut down. Oklahoma City was shut down. So there's two reasons to remember 2009. I met Barbara. Our city got shut down.
Well, you have, as always, been a blessing and a joy to work with. And I am sure that we will continue Merry Mondays with Mary Peeler because it just sounds so good. We have to keep going with it.
It was fun, you guys. Thank you so much for such a delightful afternoon. And God bless and happy holidays to everybody.
Oh, to you too.
Thank you, Jeannie.
And to Jeannie as well. Thanks, guys. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.